97.7 The River and the Crozot Family Foundation and GNC Auto Body and their partners every month. I don't know if you've heard about this or not, but they look for someone in Sonoma County that could use reliable transportation. It's called the Car Month Program, and we're super proud to be a part of it. We have one of the finalists in the studio today. Her name is Ruby. Hello.
Hi.
Why don't you tell us a little bit as we get started about your story and how you got involved?
Well, I actually heard of this program like a long time ago, and I became a single mom last year. I have three kids, and our car is not really the best. And I was trying to find like maybe there was some sort of help program where they like assist you like getting some repairs and stuff. I found nothing, which was a little frustrating.
Yeah.
And then I actually heard an ad on the radio, and I was like, oh, hey, I should apply for that. I filled out all the stuff, and then like I was like, now what am I supposed to do? But and then I heard from Garland, and it just kind of took off from there. But my car was supposedly a good car, and then it's just been literally falling apart left and right. Like literally.
Literally. Give us some examples.
Well, when I first received the car, the check engine light was on. I was told that that was just normal.
Oh yeah.
And
ignore
I was
it.
Like, yeah. And I was like, okay. They said it was like some sensor in the gas tank not working or something. And so like you never know how much gas you have in it, which is super fun.
Like,
you're like, you put the gas in, you fill it all the way up, and it tells you empty. And it dings at you every time you get in the car. And you're like, why is it dinging? And like my mom, she'll be sitting there. She's like, oh, you said you got gas. I'm like, I did, Mom. It's going to do this for like the next like 4 days. And then it will like tell you it's full.
Well, okay, wait. It didn't just stay at empty the whole time.
No,
it would go back and forth.
Yeah, it just bounces around. It goes like
that's
empty.
An adventure every day.
It really is.
Wow.
It is. And it was like my like fear is, oh, God, I'm going to run out of gas because I don't really know how much is in there. And I don't really know how much gas it even holds in the tank. And I'm like,
that's a lot of. Obviously, a lot of undue pressure that you don't need any of that.
Yes, but yes. Well,
but add all that to why you actually need the car. You can tell us a little bit about your day in the life of Ruby.
Oh my God.
Getting her kids back and forth to places they need to be, and maybe explain a little bit about that.
Me and my two girls go to therapy. We go like probably twice a month. So that's like driving from where we live to Santa Rosa back, and it's not the same day. It's always got to be different days.
Oh wow!
So that's like my son is. I feel weird saying disabled because it's like, I don't feel like he's disabled, even though he has some medical issues. And sorry, I'm gonna try not to cry.
It's okay.
We don't really know what's wrong with him yet. And it's just, it's hard. But he has, I know for sure that he has something called hypotonia, which means he has low muscle tone. And I noticed that when he was about 4 months old. And so I immediately like messaged his doctor. This was like probably 2 days after his appointment. And I was like, I really think that there's something not right. You know, like I feel like he needs to be seen by like a neurologist. And she's like, I really don't think there's anything wrong. I just think he's just growing, but I'll send you the referral. So she sent me the referral. Something's definitely wrong. And so at the appointment, they were kind of just like, we need to like wait and see. He's really young. I don't want to do an MRI because they have to sedate him. And that's like, you know, there's risks with that. And I was like, okay, I understand. But like, I left him like, I need answers. Like kind of been there is that I had a brother who was older than me. He passed away when he was 11 months old. Like, I feel like my son is like the new version of him. Like he came back to us, kind of how I feel. And like, we live with my mom. And so I kind of feel she feels that same connection. She's really like she's his other parent when I'm not there. Like that's her, you know, like her grandkid. But it's like she takes care of him just like that's her own kid.
Oh, absolutely. All right. Stay close. More with Ruby. She is one of the finalists for the Car a Month program with GNC Auto Body, the Crozot Family Foundation, and 97.7 The River.